This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander is taking action against a financial management company connected to the failed Mamtech artificial sweetener plant in mid-Missouri. Earlier today, Kander announced a cease and desist order against Morgan Keegan and Company Incorporated. Kander says Missouri bond purchasers investing in the failed plant near Moberly lost $6.5 million. Morgan Keegan, now a division of Raymond James Financial Incorporated, underwrote the Moberly, Missouri bonds for the Mamtech project. Messages seeking comment from the company were not immediately returned. Criminal charges were filed last month against former Mamtech CEO Bruce Cole. He's accused of perpetrating fraud by persuading Moberly to issue $39 million in bonds and the state to authorize up to $17 million in incentives. The Missouri House has approved legislation intended to restrict the use of aircraft surveillance of people, farms, and homes. Law enforcement officials could use manned aircraft or unmanned aerial drones to gather evidence if they have a warrant or to prevent immediate danger. News organizations would be barred from using unmanned aircraft for surveillance unless they have permission from the property owner. The 87-66 House vote earlier today sends the bill to the Senate. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would ensure that pharmacies could refuse to stock certain prescription drugs, such as emergency contraception. The legislation passed the Senate by a 24-9 vote earlier today and now heads to the House. Sponsoring Senator David Sater is a Republican pharmacist from Southwest Missouri who describes the legislation as a business freedom issue. Sater says some states have required for birth control or emergency contraception to be stocked by pharmacies. But he says a pharmacy, like a clothing store, should be free to sell what it chooses. Missouri lawmakers have sent legislation to Governor Jay Nixon that would levy local sales taxes on vehicles purchased in other states with voters' approval. The governor vetoed a similar bill last year because it did not give local voters a say in whether they wanted such a tax. In addition, the Missouri Supreme Court ruled last year that sales tax collections must be limited to purchases made in Missouri, except in cities and counties that had already approved a sales tax on out-of-state vehicle purchases. The sponsor, Republican Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City, says the decision caused cities and counties to lose $43 million in revenue last year.
And then dealers are losing hundreds, if not thousands, of sales on RVs, trailers, and cars because of this initiative. And those purchases are going outside of our state. And when those purchases go outside of the state, so too will the jobs.
This year's version of the bill requires local governments to hold a vote on whether to block collecting sales taxes on out-of-state vehicle purchases. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.